radio home of the Mets. The voice of New York, 710 WOR.
A little bit of a man bites dog headline here. Harvey's behind. It is 1-0 in the third, and it is a dog day afternoon here. It's the Bark in the Park day. Lance Barksdale is your second base umpire, too. Just thought we'd point that out. The top of the fourth means it's time for the Mets Insider Report, presented by Newsday. And joining us here in the booth, Mets beat reporter for Newsday, it is Anthony Reber, in for Mark Carrig. And the crowds, I guess, Anthony, kind of a big story right now.
Yeah, this is the best week, I think, in Citi Field's history. I can't think of a better one.
Martin Prado bats and takes low, right-hand batter from Harvey. Should have another 40,000 crowd today. That would mean back-to-back 40,000-plus. And the opening day crowd, obviously. So three 40,000 crowds in one homestand. Mets had two of those all year a year ago. 1-0, a bullet in for a strike, 1-1. So I guess the lesson is if you play well, people want to show up.
You play well and you have exciting young stars that people want to see. It's not a hard formula.
Harvey with four strikeouts so far, but trailing 1-0. Deals to Prado, who pops it in the air. Foul ground first base side. Duda charging over near the dugout with Darnell. Darnell makes a running catch and then flings it all the way to Murphy so they can whip it around the horn. Nicely done by Travis Darnell. A little flare at the end. So there's a first out here in the fourth inning. As for Harvey, what about expectations? We were talking about that earlier, Anthony. I mean, if this guy doesn't win 18, is that like a bad year in some people's eyes?
I would hope not. I hope not to meet those people because that would be silly. I mean, if he stays healthy, gives you 30, 32 starts, he will win a lot of games. He's just that good.
Michael Morse the batter now in a 1-0 lead for Miami. Morse swings and he pounds one towards right, hangs in the air for Granderson. The wind pushing it a little bit. Granderson running in to make the catch. And I guess just to finish on Harvey here, as Ozuna's about to bat, whether it's the Marlins who's trying to attack early in the count because he's throwing so many strikes, or Harvey's looking to pitch to more contact so he can be out there longer, I'm not sure which one it is, but either way, he's very efficient so far.
Yeah, the only thing I've noticed, a slight negative, is the hard hit balls he's hit. He seems to be slightly off with location. But again, it's a very small window so far on how he's going to do.
He's 42 pitches along, and now Ozuna taking, and it's a little bit high, 1-0. Talking with Anthony Reber of Newsday here in the top of the fourth inning. Bases clear, two outs, some room in left center for Ozuna, who singled in the second. And he takes here, fastball strike on the inside. Bullpen is back to the regular order, I guess, here. Familia is available, Blevins available today.
Yeah, and when you get saves from Torres and things like that, it shows you're living right.
1-1, finding the outside corner, 1-2. That was a heart-stopping end yesterday.
Yeah, and Terry said he would have faced Stanton, the lefty Torres. That would have been a great matchup, but the Mets didn't have to have that happen.
Harvey looking for the strikeout of Ozuna. Kicks and brings the 1-2. Taking strike three. He got it. He bent it in there at the knees, the slider. And Harvey gets his fifth strikeout. However, he's trailing 1-0. Thanks, Anthony. We'll see you again soon.
My pleasure.
Quick hitting, but that's Matt Harvey's fault. It's a 1-0 lead for Miami. Bottom of the fourth coming on the WOR Mets Radio Network, driven by your Tri-Honda dealers.